last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Now, what's the point of the state via one of its councils buying properties which are vacant or in danger of becoming derelict and then doing nothing with them, becoming so derelict, deteriorating so much to the point of collapse? Well, we've two guests with us. In a moment, we'll talk to Jude Sherry, founder and director of Anish, who we've spoken to many times over the years on this programme about the issues of dereliction and vacant houses all around the country. But first, Dahi Doolan, as Sinn Féin Dublin City Councillor for Ballyfermot and Drimna, and as a member of the DCC Housing Committee. Can you tell us a little bit more about the story which first appeared in the Irish Times today?
Yes, the Dublin City Council buys up properties that are deemed in dereliction. And since 2017, they've bought 112 in total and turned 77 back in to social housing, which is ideal because it meets both the challenges for housing in the city, but also gives a whole community a lift. Unfortunately, a number of the properties outstanding right across the city, North Wall, Phibsborough, Drumcondra, Chapel Lizard, Walking Sound, etc. There's a number of properties there that are deemed very, very difficult to try and renovate. So today we had a full report at the Housing SPC, and I'm glad to say that we've put a working group together to focus and prioritise and tackling this dereliction and ensuring that those properties don't stay a day too long in dereliction. Because not only does that have a negative impact on meeting our housing targets in the city, but it also has a wider impact on communities. I saw them yesterday in Drumcondra, where there's a number of properties lying derelict for years, and it drags the whole community down. It affects the properties on either side, and also sometimes becomes a magnet for antisocial behaviour or illegal dumping, and no community should have to live with that. So I spoke to her very strongly today. I said, I don't want these sold back to the private market from where they came from, because the dereliction will only deepen a spiral. It is really up to us, the folks on each property, and make sure we turn them around as quickly as possible or turn them into another asset or resource in the community to ensure that the city benefits. We cannot afford to allow any properties lie derelict in the city. This is a wonderful city, and it can even be better again if we manage to bring the focus that I think we can bring from this working group. I've contacted the manager, I've contacted the chair of the Housing SPC this afternoon, asking for the committee to be set up, or the working group to be set up as quickly as possible, to focus on this really, really important issue.
Di, why not sell them back to people who might actually privately want to do something with them, given that they've been years in the ownership of Dublin City Council who've done nothing with them?
It's very simple. These properties were in the hands of the private sector, private developers, builders, etc., and they chose or didn't do anything with them. So handing them back to where the problem started is only creating a circle of dereliction.
Yeah, but the City Council hasn't actually used them.
With all due respect, it was 112 bought, 77 are back. With families and people living in them, which is ideal. That probably wouldn't have happened if City Council hadn't stepped in. So we're dealing with the rest of them, and I firmly believe that we can turn this around with the right focus that we will bring as a working group. I am going to work tirelessly to make sure the empty properties in Chapel Lizard, Walk and Sound, and across
we have
the
city that, Dahi, but why hasn't the City Council done something with them prior to this story emerging?
Well, there isn't a one size fits all. Many of them are in very, very poor states, and they may required to be demolished and rebuilt, demolished and other units built in there. Some of them have a problem. The ones I visited yesterday in Drumcondra, there's a river running right under them, so that's hugely complicated. And nobody in the private world, nobody in the private sector will have a magic wand to sort any of that out. We do. We will be focusing on them because we want to make sure Dublin is living and vibrant, and these communities have people living in these houses, and that's what we intend to do. That's what I'm focused on doing, and that's what I'm sure that we'll be able to do in the not too distant future.
Jude Sherry, as a founder and director of Anish, you're living in Cork. I've spoken to you about this issue previously. This is not just a Dublin issue, is it, of councils taking houses into ownership or pieces of land and doing nothing with them?
Hi, Matt. Yeah, great. Well, good to chat to you again today. Unfortunately, always about the same challenges we have. I think it's a challenge lots of councils have across the country. So yesterday, actually, me and Frank went for a walk around the lock in Cork, and there's a number of properties close to the lock that were bought by the Cork City Council in 2018-17, and they've been left derelict for a long time after that, and now they're finally getting done up, but they're still not know, back in use quite yet, but they are getting there. But I think this shows overall from the councils, you know, we've had the Derelict Sites Act for 36 years. They're only starting to enforce it now after we started campaigning nearly 6 years ago at this stage for it. So it's good to see action happening. And things like CPOs, they're getting more used to using them, get better at using them. But what happens to them when they CPO is indeed a challenge. And I think a big challenge here is that they don't have direct staff within the council to do up buildings. So last November, actually, me and Frank were up at the Oireachtas. And there, at the same time as us, there was, I think it was Roscommon Council, were talking about bringing their own voids back into use. And they were saying that if they had direct staff working for them, that would reduce their cost by about 25% they were averaging. And that would help them turn around vacant and derelict properties quicker and more flexible.
Sorry, Jude, can I just check with you? So does that mean at the moment that what happens with the councils is they put these properties out to tender to private builders to do a job on them, to bring them back into use for the council to then rent to social housing tenants?
Yeah, that is often both for the council's own existing housing stock. That's what they have to do, as well as the derelict properties that they CPO, which you can imagine going through that public process of tendering out the contract work becomes a lot more time consuming for the councils. And also it means that the private contractors have to make their profit as well. So that increases the cost there as well,
Can't see how it would take, if you make a compulsory purchase order, put it in place in 2018, how it would take 5, 6, 7 years before the house is brought back into use. It surely can't take that long.
I don't know, Matt, either why it takes that long. It's a ridiculous amount of time. Like, within that time, the properties aren't secured, as in, like, the roof, there's still leaks getting in. So the longer you leave it, and we've seen that with many properties up in Dublin and in Cork and other areas around the country, is that by the time they CPO go through the CPO process, and by the time they get ownership, then they find out, or by the time they go to do the work, could be years later, they find out the properties are in a worse state, which will cost them even more, and then they end up having to look at buying.
Let me go back to Donnie Doolan. Have you been able to find out why it takes so long?
Well, the CPO process itself is very, very, very cumbersome. You have to go through the courts, you're open to appeal. Sometimes the people who own the property might charge you way above the market cost. So it's a very cumbersome tool. Some people think a CPO, you walk into a building and you own it. You don't. We have to go through a very, very long process through the courts, and it's open to appeal because what you're trying to do is trying to force the owner to sell it to you. But I think there's a very important point here is the lack of direct labour. Procurement is strangling local authorities, both in the renovating, maintaining and building property. Dublin City Council properties is hugely cumbersome, made worse because of the procurement process. It's that level of bureaucracy from the customs house and the Department of Environment is strangling any initiative in Dublin City Council, and it sounds like other local authorities as well. For us to build any more than one unit, we go to a very labour-intensive procurement process. And I think if that could be trimmed back, also allow us to employ people for direct labour. Again, Ron having to go for tendering processes all the time. It is very, very slow and frustrating. And that's what I want, to bring that focus and energy to this working group to try and turn this around. Ron is pointing at the faults and the flaws. I want to point at the solutions. I'm looking at some of the images here, some of the properties. There's literally nothing on the inside. The roof is gone. The floors are gone. And in some cases, I'd be advocating, should we just demolish and rebuild? Should we demolish and put another type of housing onto those sites? And let's focus on the solutions of what we can do and turn this dereliction into thriving homes to meet the needs of people on our housing list, languishing in emergency accommodation, and those in the transfer list. Let's turn them around and let's be solution focused.
Okay, Jude Cherry, we've been hearing about the difficulties with compulsory purchase orders, and I've brought this up with yourself and your partner Frank O'Connor previously, but I think it's worth giving another airing to the idea of compulsory sales orders, where if you a use it or lose it type approach, that if you've been shown not to use a property for a certain period of time, that you're compelled to sell it to the highest bidder, public or private. Has that worked in other locations outside of Ireland?
Yeah, there's a number of other European countries, Matt, that have similar compulsory sales orders. Spain has it and England have it as well, that if a property is particularly derelict and not safe, the councils go in, make it safe, They don't necessarily do any, you know, put new windows or make it any, you know, finish it to any decent level, but they make it safe and then they put it up for auction. And the councils keep the cost of making the building safe, and whatever's left over goes to the owner then. So that's for homes both in England and Spain. And then what Scotland have is they compulsory sales orders for kind of more commercial buildings. And that's more for community groups to buy commercial buildings for community uses. And so it's a slightly different to the homes, but it's still a similar approach for buildings that aren't being used, especially if you think heritage buildings or and town centre buildings for community use could make a huge difference, ones that aren't suitable for converting into homes. So there's lots of examples across Europe of countries using this approach.
Thank you very much for that. Dáithí Doolan is the Sinn Féin Dublin City Councillor for Ballyferma Drimna, member of the Dublin City Council Housing Committee, and that was Jude Sherry, founder and director of Anish.
The Last Word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.